smart thing.
Yeah.
And
she had those, and she had some cupboards, cabinets sticking up on the wall, and my older brother made her some cabinets up there. Just, they didn't come to the floor, just some up on the wall, put things in.
Did she have a room? Maybe where she'd keep a barrel of flour or a barrel of sugar?
No, she just kept it in the kitchen.
She had all those store goods in the kitchen?
Yes, put that barrel of flour and meal and sugar all right there in the kitchen.
Maybe, where would she store canned goods? In a cupboard? Did she
not
have
as much in there as she did in the smokehouse. She put most of the canned stuff in the smokehouse. It's right at the back of the house. You just step outside and right into the smokehouse.
Did you have a place where you'd keep milk? Something like that?
Always could keep milk was pump up some cold water and set it in the tub to keep it from souring. We didn't have any ice. We didn't have any refrigerator. We just, long before, about the time I got up grown, we began to go to town more often. And we'd buy some ice and bring it home and make some ice cream and do around like that. But
you know what? Somebody told me they used to store ice in sawdust.
It
would keep long.
Keep it a long time in sawdust. To keep the air away from it, it'll last. Air's what melts it. You can take a glass jug and wrap it good and snug with newspaper and put ice like the cubes you make in your refrigerator in it. You know, they made jugs with a screw top on them like a fruit jar. Fruit jar top would fit them. And have a rubber band in there to seal it. And you put that, wrap that jug good in that newspaper, and you carry ice in that jug for drinking water 2 days, the last 2 days. I've done it. I'm going to grab where I work.
When you go out in the fields, what would you carry something with you? What would you carry with you?
We'll just plow. We got thirsty and go to the house and get a drink.
No, now you get powerful thirsty out there in that field, wouldn't you?
Not too bad. Sometimes. Anybody get more thirsty sometimes than others.
That's true.
Get real hot. My daddy used to bring water to the field to us, or one of the younger brothers would bring us some water or something like that. We knew what to expect. We knew what was coming out there. We had to come to the house to get it.
Would they ever bring water to a field in a barrel, maybe, and it would have a what on it? A place where you could...
A little faucet? No. We didn't have that. It was made like a water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But we just brought it out there in a bucket.
Now, if you carried water out in a jug, what would you put in the top of it, maybe?
Have a cob, a cork, or something, just something to keep the bugs out of it.
Oh, that, you'd do that for, use that for a stopper?
Yeah. Cob makes a good stopper for a jug.
That's what I hear. Well, we're talking about things in the house and that.